what I'm trying to do is to look at some of the recent happenings in Charlotte, especially the consolidation attempt in Blake down there in 1971. Let me just say for the record that I'm Bill Moy, and I'm talking to Senator Fred Alexander in his office at the Legislative Building on the 1st of April, 1975. My understanding as to your background is that you have been very active in Charlotte for a long period of time, number of years, both through the funeral home, but mainly as the manager of the Double Oaks apartment development, very active with your brother, Mr. Kelly Alexander, and then ran for city council in 65, served as mayor pro tem, I believe, 71, 72, ran for the Senate 72, and then elected last year in 74. I could say I'm concentrating on the consolidation issue. I'm wondering who raised it. Was it primarily the Chamber of Commerce who pushed the idea?
You mean originally?
Yes.
Well, I would. It was a combination of city leadership, some of it chamber oriented, yes, that were the motivators back of our first attempt at consolidation.
Was that, I've heard it said now that the chamber initiated a lot of the talk about it, got some study committees established, pushed to get the enabling legislation passed in the legislature, got the charter commission established. Lo and behold, maybe they realized, decided they had more on the hands than they had initially wanted, that perhaps the charter commission through various of its recommendations maybe went beyond what the chamber had hoped for initially.
That may have been the general idea of some people, but I cannot see how the Charter Commission could not have gone in the direction in which it did, in the manner in which the enabling legislation was brought about. The fact that if you were going into a new charter, that it was fitting and proper that you discuss all of the elements involving such a charter. And I would think this is what happened. Perhaps all of the areas we touched meant that you were covering a broad spectrum of community philosophies that maybe nobody wanted to touch, but I don't think it grew out of a fact that they had bit off more than they expected. I think, of course, after you got into it, you realized how much it really involved. And the work of the commission as such, I think, was a dedicated effort.
You think that it was the type of people who were chosen to serve on the Charter Commission that brought up these ideas, the broader suggestions about the district representation and the equal representation, these things?
Well, I think that there were many persons on the committee at its beginning who perhaps had not perceived the depth of community problems that they would move into in attempting to resolve a charter. I think they grew in stature with their responsibility from the point of view of knowledgeability and acceptance and at least a willingness to listen if they did not agree. As far as representation is concerned, I think that the majority of the members of the commission certainly realized that no form of new government could be implemented that did not give an expanded opportunity for total community representation. And I think whatever consolidation they go into at such time that they ever do it, will still have to accept the fact that a broader spread of representation will have to be a part of the charter consolidation. Excuse me.
It's very understandable how it happens.
So as I was saying, I would think that any attempt at consolidation, will have to consider an expanded form of government, and it will have to be a broad spectrum of representation that will put into the government a more representative group than we have now. Because as it is now, most of the representation comes from a certain section of the town. And this is where we are now. And this is the way it was then. That
you have supported consolidation all along.
Yes.
The argument is made by some that a lot of times consolidation is an effort by the white power structure or whatever, seeing an increasing black population in the city, perhaps to dilute the strength of that black vote. Was that not the case in Charlotte?
I would think that that was a thread of thinking through some of our citizenry, and you must recognize that. That was a strong factor in its defeat. I would not say that was the main factor in its defeat, but certainly it was a strong factor in its defeat. Not that it would afford more black representation solely, but it would afford more general representation. It would dilute what had been.
You see, as much of a class sort of
exactly,
situation.
Exactly, exactly. You misunderstand that. It's the problem of increased black representation is to be there. Some argue that district representation is bad because it will bring a weakened structure into the government. Which they infer from that is that you will get representatives from some sections of your community who do not have the capacity to govern. And this is their thinking. Well, I've seen some all kinds of representatives in government, regardless of where they come from, and I look askance upon the philosophy that district representation gives you bad government.
Was this consolidation attempt? Now you said the chamber started out with it due to the nature of the situation, especially because of the people who were appointed to the Charter Commission, got into broad issues concerning
Well, the Charter Commission was composed of a cross-section of citizens, and I think it was well representative of the citizens of both city and county.
Okay. What do you see as being the real reason behind consolidation at this time? I mean, it had been an issue that had been talked about for a number of years, but it seems to have sort of sprung fairly suddenly when it did. Was there a crisis of any sort that prompted?
No, there was.
Why did consolidation, what prompted the issue to come up when it did?
Well, I think it was a general recognizance of the fact that consolidation is necessary to resolve many of the problems that affect a growing community like Charlotte. And there are many problems that face Charlotte that can't be resolved on a city-county level as such. The strictures of two governments comes into play. The complexity of the philosophy of peoples in two eras comes into play. And you take transportation, for instance. We cannot adequately resolve our transportation problem from a community point of view unless we are dealing with a total era, you follow. and the stricture of the constraints of laws that permit counties to only do some things and cities to only do some things, and the crossing of boundary lines which have the constraints of law that makes it impossible to arrive at solutions to some of the problems that are necessary to move the community forward.
So situation, one of the major...
Yes, all of these. Well, we in a sense have consolidated our situations as it is now, but a total consolidation sets up the fact of dealing with one government, and you begin to develop a one government thinking. And certainly with many, especially with many of the people problems that will affect not only the country but our local communities, can be resolved from a one government approach rather than from a two government approach. You follow?
Some of the opponents say, no, that's just going to be another level of government. They're all passing the buck down their name. No, that's just going to make them one step higher up some way and less in touch some way with the people. You contradict that view.
Yes, I do. I say that you come closer in contact with the people from a consolidated government than you do in two-level government as we have today. Because your representation is broader, and you get inputs in government from elements of your communities that you don't get otherwise. So I'm not a believer in the fact that that type of philosophy would hold.
What do you think now, the broader representation, the meeting the needs of the people, more equitable, perhaps taxation, but able to plan and provide services. A lot of these sound very idealistic in a way. There have been those who said maybe what we should have done was just sort of combine the, do away with the city council and just let the county commission run the county, and then maybe eventually we could work out some of the problems. Why was such a thorough, and if it was idealistic, attempt made?
Well, I think it was, regardless of what some may tell you, prompted the movement. I think it was the acceptance of a general philosophy growing, as I said, out of a sense of dedication of those who assume that responsibility in community to work for a consolidation. Bear in mind, there were many people who didn't know what they were going to wrestle with and they sat down. There were many who had no idea of the concept of consolidation. There were many who learned...
Sort of a nebulous idea.
Yes, there were many who learned much from the act of the attempt of consolidation. There were some who were convinced on many levels of it being worthwhile. See? Now, when you speak of idealism, you must bear in mind that the whole concept of government is idealistic. It's the question of whether you try to make it work to serve people's needs, or whether you feel that you have already developed everything that is necessary and let nature take its course from this point on. And I say if you destroy the idealism back of government, then you destroy government and you become decadent in your philosophies and your existence, and your communities are down the vine.
I think perhaps what was behind the choice of the word idealistic is that neither of the two party chairmen were on the Charter Commission, and maybe that the Charter Commission, in going so thoroughly into all areas of government, built up a lot of opposition among the employees and the various groups of government by going so thoroughly into.
Now you must bear in mind that change is the hardest thing in the world in our society to accept. And it's a strange thing. The philosophy of a democratic society is based on an acceptance of change. the structure of our government grew out of a document that was so well written until it allowed for change. I don't know whether they had the real wisdom to know how far their intellect had put upon the trestle board a document that was malleable, that could adjust itself and stretch to change as our document has done. I think it's a marvelous thing. It's the people who can't change, who live under that document. And this is the struggle of government today, trying to accept and wrestle with changes.
Do you think that one of the problems in getting this charter passed was just the general reluctance of the electorate to change? I mean, a lot of the opponents made a lot
part of that was it, and then I think it too was a part, as you say, of a realization of maybe on some sources that maybe we don't want to do all this changing that we thought we wanted to do. And the strong desire to support the change or to bring the baby that you have birthed to manhood was lacking.
I've heard the comment that Charlotte, in a way, made a mistake in that, apparently this was Jacksonville's second attempt, but they had commitments from the power structure, had money in the bank, as it were, before they wrote the charter. But Charlotte went about it somewhat differently and didn't have the commitment from a lot of the powerful forces in the city.
But you must bear in mind that comparing Jacksonville's structure with our structure is a different situation. Jacksonville was forced into a consideration of consolidation because of the problems that they had in government. But the beautiful thing about Charlotte's attempt at consolidation is that Charlotte did not go into it because it was forced to go into it by a corrupt government.
Charlotte's had a...
Fortunately, we have had clean governments. We have had the luxury of existing under a political leadership where we have not had corrupt governmental officials, or corruption existing in departmental heads, or corruption in government totally, that was such a cancer that the only way to get rid of it was to cut out the cancer. Charlotte went into consolidation clean, and maybe that was its mistake, that we had no corruption to force us into an acceptance of a new form of government to get rid of the corruption. You see, so I don't follow backwards when people attempt to compare or make a comparison of our consolidation with Jacksonville, because, or any other place, because in fact Charlotte is the only place that went into a consideration of consolidation or a study of consolidation not being forced to do it to get rid of some internal problem, as I say, that was a cancer to their governmental operation. We were going into it clean.
And you think that made it difficult to persuade people that a change was necessary?
Well, you were attempting to sway people from a philosophy rather than from a cause célèbre that said, look here, this is the only way we can get rid of the problem that we got. So you see, we did not start off saying, here's our problem, that we've got a problem we got to resolve. It was just a question of philosophy. Whether or not we are ahead of the game, and we can do by consolidation some of the things that we find, the legal constraints, for instance, keep us from doing as it is. Some of the things that we need to do to improve the community can be easier done through a consolidation rather than through two levels of government, you see. And with things perhaps being practically, in a sense, all right as they were, who wants to bother with change? That's one element of it. then you find that you've got the political element where you got it, and this is a narrow-minded view that exists, which is indeed unfortunate, that a thread of political philosophy was based on the fact that, of course, a consolidation would also perhaps uproot the politicals and would also bring in a new political force, a new political direction, a new political leadership.
That would challenge and perhaps
the status quo. And perhaps many of the political leaders would have been left out of the picture, or eased out of the picture under a consolidation. And of course, they didn't want to see that. And of course, they didn't want to see the strength of control diluted by poor folks and black folks having a say-so in the governmental process. You see?
You think that this latter point was perhaps a major reason for the defeat? I mean, this came right at the time
I think with the education issue and everything all at that same time, I think you had a lot of this type of feeling that was the motivating force to be against consolidation.
It seems that one difficulty perhaps that the campaign supporting the new charter had was, as you said, the opposition had benefit to some extent of an emotional issue of perhaps deriving out of the school busing crisis
situation,
whereas the supporters did not have such an emotional crusade which they could,
other than a philosophical approach to change.
You've talked about the political office holders. I'm wondering now, what about the parties? Were the parties, it seemed that a lot of the opposition leaders were Republicans, some conservative Democrats, but it seemed like perhaps more of the what party structure there is in the Democratic Party was more likely to be for and the Republicans to be opposed. Is there any real reason for that?
Well, you must bear in mind that you were moving to in an era where the Republican philosophy of conservatism was beginning to show itself too. And it was to move to ascendancy. And all of these were factors. You must bear in mind that the arch-conservative philosophy of the Republican Party, built on a law and order theme, is still prevalent. It was very prevalent then. So, as I say, you had much of the conservative philosophy raising its head and asserting itself, because it could see control weakening under consolidation, under an open government, so to speak. You see?
So that.
And you were going to put control into too many hands, which makes it difficult for arch conservatism to advance. So you've got to bear in mind that you also came face to face with people's prejudices. Then, of course, you had the county problem, of where there was a county feeling that they would be absorbed into the big city and it would be more costly to them than it was as it is now. So the matter of taxing was also a problem as it affected the county. Then you also had the problem of county representation, where the county was fighting it hard for representation on county level, or adequate representation, as the minorities, poor folks and black folks, were fighting for a broader spectrum of representation in the government, period.
Why would, was there difficulty in the lines for the districts? Is that one of the reasons?
No, it was not the difficulty in the lines for the district. It was the difficulty in the selling people in the county that they would be adequately represented and that they would not be taxed out of proportion to their control.
There was seemed to be perhaps also something of a newspaper referred a couple of times, sort of a mood of protest, sort of anti almost anything on the mood of a lot of people. Several incumbents for the county commission and the school board had been defeated, recreation tax had been defeated.
Well, like I'm saying, that all of these were the expression of people's own personal fears. So you had a personal prejudice being expressed.
Towards anything specific or just sort of a general disenchantment?
Well, toward anything. Mine's when, as I say, you're in the midst of your educational problem with busing, and mine's were all disturbed. And it was, and you had a lot of just general protest period. The age of rebellion, so one may say.
Difficult to get anything positive.
Because it was difficult to get a clear mind of understanding. Because everybody was more or less keyed to the busing, the educational system. And everything was being resolved based on their feelings toward the educational system. All of these were the various elements that were involved and the total consolidation. And attempts to just pick out which was the real issue, you've got a complexity of issues in it. And as I say, we had no strong cause célèbre that was eating at the body politic of the total community that was forcing this community into a consolidation as other communities had been forced into one. We come into it with an honest intent. Other communities were forced into it out of necessity to maintain and save a government.
They gonna try again down there?
We're hoping now. See, this existing council, and this happened before I left council, initiated an attempt to see what can be done now by consolidation. We just haven't been able to get cooperation from the county on it.
Is a lot of the problem that so many people are moving out of the city limits? I mean, is that as much of a problem as just providing the services and working out about the
water
and sewer?
Well, I think you have to consider all of the problems in a community. You don't leave out any of them. All of these are problems, too.
Would you like to see the same sort of provisions adopted
Most of the proposals in the charter that were proposed are good. There are some, maybe, that perhaps they could look at again. But the general provisions are good. There are many things in the existing proposals that are still sound. There are some things that perhaps nobody wants to really talk about now that would have to be left out. You could not leave out a broad spread of representation. They would have to include district representation whether they wanted to or not. And that's a fact of life. So they're not going to be able to come up with a charter to get around that, and they're going to have a battle trying to dilute the district representation when they get it by large representation. So you still, when this comes about, will have a battle on the type of representation that you get.
Are most of the black leaders still supporting consolidation?
I would think that the majority of black people would support it. I don't know. This thing called black leaders is a non-entity to me, because I never understand why black people have to be termed leaders. They don't have white leaders. And I think this thing called black leadership messes my people up more than anything me. And